huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 57, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. It's time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I am brought to you by our good friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You want to start your day off right, go on over there. I don't know what that was. Go on over there and say good morning to the good people over at From the Ground Up. They're at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local. We're going to take good care of you this morning. I got great lineup today. I got some Shania Twain on the way, George Strait, Brad Paisley, little Blake Shelton, Lainey Wilson, all coming up for you. First off, let's dive into our National Day of calendar. Kick things off for this April 25th. It's the NFL draft, people. The NFL draft is today. That's all that it is. That's the National Day of calendar. That's it. Okay, wait a minute. All right, maybe not everybody is as passionate about it as I am. Okay, so let's look at what actually is going on today. Importantly, it's Red Hat Society Day. Red Hat Society Day is a celebration of women's friendships, challenges, and enjoying life in style. My mother, who is, as she claims, a former hippie feminist. I don't know if you really are a former of any of those things, but one of the things she's always talked about is women supporting women and how we need more of that. It's something that I actually think there's a parallel with in country music. You see a lot of that in the history of country music, of women supporting other women. And Red Hat Society Day has a bit of that to it. It is also National Zucchini Bread Day. Enjoy that if you do. I don't believe I've ever had zucchini bread. I'm not sure if I'd like it. I got to try it. I'm trying to try different foods. I'm trying to get my palate. I've always been a very picky eater, and I'm trying to get better about that. So maybe I'll try some. It's National Plumbers Day. We salute and appreciate all you plumbers out there. I've done a little bit of plumbing work. Most of the construction work I've done in my life, it's been home improvement things, building foundations, a lot of that. But I have done a little bit of plumbing and electric work. And man, shout out to plumbers, to electricians. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Be safe out there. Thank you for what you do. As a side note, never met the stereotypical plumber. You know, the plumber that they bend down and you see more than you want to see. I've never ran into that. I've ran into a lot of plumbers. I grew up in a construction family, doing construction the first half of my life. I never met that. I don't know. It's National Lingerie Day. Moving on. National Library Workers Day. Library workers, because library workers work. You ever met a librarian that's, lazy? It doesn't happen. They're incredibly hard workers. We appreciate the work that they do. Our libraries are... If you're fortunate in your community, your library is, you know, kind of your community hub. I know here in Wisconsin Rapids, McMillan Library is that for a lot of people. National Love Your Thighs Day. Thighs are amazing. As a man and loving women, yeah, thighs, amazing. I'm just going to say they're amazing. But as a fan of sports, you can't help but notice, like, if you ever saw Ricky Henderson, one of my favorite top five baseball players of all time, loved watching Ricky play. Big guy, fan of stolen bases, so of course I'd be a big fan of Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson's thighs were bigger than the state of Maine. They were huge. Bo Jackson, another one. Thighs are great. National License Plate Day. There were 15,000 vehicles in the U.S. when the first license plate was introduced. 15,000. It's crazy. I'm pretty sure every one of us have played the license plate game at some point in our lives. My sister got Maryland once, and she held it over me for a long time. So I'd never seen a Maryland plate before until she found it. We used to travel a lot, and the license plate game was one of those ones that was always a kind of a fun thing that you had to look forward to, even if you didn't really feel like taking a four-hour drive. It's a fun one. And there's some really cool, unique license plates out there. Some states really go above and beyond with that. National DNA Day. Learn more about the science that makes us genetically unique. There is nothing like you in the universe. Nothing. You may have a twin. You may have a sibling that's close in age. May have a lot of those things. May even have a doppelganger out there. But there is nothing in the universe like you. Never forget that. And it's kind of interesting, I think, the science and everything that goes into DNA and learning more about that. It's kind of interesting, I think. It is also Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Man, you appreciate good hairstylists. I'm on my way looking for one right now. I'm looking for a new stylist. When you find one that works, you stay with them. You treat them right. We learned this. If you didn't know this already, my Aunt Nay cut hair for 30, 40 years, so I grew up with a hairstylist. But if you didn't know this, you knew it during the pandemic. During the pandemic, everybody started appreciating their hairstylists a lot more. It is Gathering of Nations powwow. There's some really great things that you can learn from that about Native tribes. It is also National Telephone Day. Enjoy learning more about the telephone. So much more. Without the telephone, we might be using pigeons. I mean, I don't know. We probably wouldn't be using pigeons, but it's kind of funny to think of. No telephones, no cell phones, just thousands of pigeons running around just all over, passing around messages. Or what about the old tin can thing? Just thousands and thousands of strings just all over, just getting in the way. Us just trying to communicate with each other. Or Morse code. Come a long way. Telephone's pretty amazing. I mean, I know that we normalize these things, but pretty amazing. It is also two very important ones. It's World Penguin Day. Those that don't know, this is my favorite animal. Love penguins. Think they're amazing. Quite the incredible creatures. And today's the day to raise awareness about these flightless birds, to preserve their species so that future generations get to see these elegant and remarkable creatures. This day coincides with the annual northern migration of the Adelia penguins, a pattern that is inherent in the conserved across generations. There are eight species native to Antarctica. Most penguins are monogamous and have unique calls to assist them to find their mates in large groups. Most species lay up to two eggs in a season, while the king and emperor penguins lay only one. Alarmingly, though, of the 18 known living species, 10 have been listed as endangered. We gotta do something about this. We have to protect not just penguins, but all animals. I do not want to be talking to my, one day to my grandkids. Not that I'm looking to have grandkids right away, to my kids. But when that day does happen, I don't feel like looking them in the eye and telling them, yeah, we lost a lot of penguins on my watch. And I don't think any of us want to have to say anything like that. So it's important. Find out what you can do to help these amazing creatures. And we wrap up with a fun one. Take your daughters and sons to work day. It's always a good one. Job shadowing day is intended to give children a glimpse into the working world through the guidance of their parents. Gives kids maybe an opportunity to have some empathy or understand what work is and what your parents do. also may spark an interest for them, may get them to want to do the said job. So anybody out there doing that today, we say hello to all you sons and daughters out there with your parents at work. This used to be a much bigger thing. I don't know how big of a thing it is, still is. I hope it is. Because it's also fun. I mean, I wish I could have done something like this. Can you still do this if your kids are in their 20s? Like my youngest, youngest Izzy, you know, she's 24. And it's young. It's not younger, but she'd probably be bored. She loves country music. So I've actually talked to Izzy about being on the show here and if she wanted to do any work over here or anything. Or actually, the other big thing I've been picking her brain about is music. Izzy is a huge fan of older country and 90s country and a lot of that. So she's been helping me learn a lot more about the industry and the music. Kids are awesome. Shout out to my Izzy. Couple of quick notes here before we get into the music. Tennessee has become the first state in the country to pass legislation to protect musicians from artificial intelligence. The bill is called the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, or the Elvis Act. Huh? See what they did there? It prohibits anyone from using AI to mimic an artist's voice without their permission. It takes effect on July 1st. Governor Bill Lee signed it inside the Nashville Honky Tonk Roberts Western World, accompanied by Chris Jansen and Luke Bryant, who called it, quote, an amazing precedent. I don't believe that we have to be afraid of AI. We've had AI for decades. We've had AI as long as we've had cell phones. Every time spell check corrects a word that you don't want it to, that's AI. I think these bills are important, though, and these things are important because of what human beings will do with AI. We need to be more specific about these things as we go forward. It's so easy to blame inanimate objects or things for things that we do. There's nothing wrong with AI. It's just a program. It's just an algorithm, a system. It's how we use it. And this is why we have people and politicians to make things like this actually happen. So, well done by all of them. Artists don't have a lot of protection. And people, let's be honest, I'm a creative, I'm an artist, and I know most people don't care about what things that we go through or things that we're dealing with or stuff like this. But I bet you one authenticity. I bet if I told you that I've got an artist I'm going to play a little later on or something like that, that's going to sing to you about farming or about drinking or about fishing or something like that, and they've never done any of those things, you're probably not going to enjoy that music. That's pretty much what AI does, is it don't give you the real deal. And if there is any genre of music that demands real, that demands true, factual, like actual, like artists, I would think country music is one of them. That's a pretty good bill, pretty important bill. Taking a quick look at our day in country music history, just a couple of quick notes I wanted to touch on. 1954, born on this day in Sumter, South Carolina, was American country musician, artist Rob Crosby. Between 90 and 96, he charted 8 singles on the hot country charts. Jim Reeves was number one in the country charts in 1960, Well, He'll Have to Go, which spent a total of 14 consecutive weeks at the top of the charts. Born on this day in 1974 in Arlington Heights, Illinois, was mandolinist and singer Jeff Austin, best known as a founding member of the Yonder Mountain String Band. On this day in 1978, Every Time Two Fools Collide by Kenny Rogers and Dottie West was number one in the U.S. country charts. The duet happened after a recording session with West was running over, resulting in Rogers sitting in the studio waiting for his session to begin. They began talking about recording a duet, and West suggested Every Time Two Fools Collide. How crazy is that? If they're not taking a while, that song never happens, maybe. It's pretty cool. On this day in 1990, the great Clint Black won 4 trophies at the 25th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards at Hollywood's Pantanegas Theater. Top male and new male vocalist. An album of the year for Killin' Time, which is where we're starting our show today. Clint Black, Killin' Time on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Like a woman.
The best thing about being a woman is the variety.
feel like a woman. Like a woman. Some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night.
How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up. On a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire, and then with a little luck we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard. Still spare her.
something about yesterday. How fast it all flies away. I don't know what it is about a goodbye kiss that makes you want to stay. We were crazy, then we were over. We were breaking up, making love a runaway roller coaster.
$100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He may
Montgomery Gentry, where I come from. West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Got your host, James J. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Some Ghost Hounds, Dylan Scott on the way. Here's Lainey Wilson, Wild Flowers and Wild Horses on West Country 105.5 WIRI.
Holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farm. Just a little white lie, you're telling yourself. That'll do till the truth comes along. It's a fork in the road, no turning back. Once you get there, fine. You can tell yourself it's just this once, but it's only your first last time.
Talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Yeah, every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl.
baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
When it comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded, swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world, and it's worth so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaded. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaded.
Garth Brooks, the one and only, Shameless, on West Country 105.5 WIRI. I've been trying to find it out, and I believe in the background that's Trisha Yearwood singing backup vocals on that. I'm not 100%. I'm trying to figure that out. Trying to find it. I'll get a hold of Garth. I'll reach out to him. You guys have yourselves a great day. Seth and I are going to be doing over the morning show today. We'll be over there from 8 to 10. Be sure to join us on WFHR 97.5 FM if you'd like. Otherwise, great country music coming up for you today. Not only do you got some Sugarland and Brothers Osborne, Carly Pierce, Tim McGraw on the way, but join us tonight at 7 for Trail Tunes. Seth's great show. He'll have that lined up for you. Be here every Thursday at 7 for Trail Tunes. Have a good day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care.
Garbage, and in a good way. I mean, just
it
everything.
The kitchen sink.
Everything on
and
there.
And they all said that they wanted to recreate it in a restaurant that they have, but he was that close. He must have been second for this week. But
And now here comes your spoiler alert. Again, tune away if you're going to watch it later. But Rossica, who had won two or three different rounds previously,
I believe. Yeah,
was the one eliminated. She made an eggplant dish that was tasteless, bland. Again. And so she was off. And Michelle almost got cut, but did not. And then finally, just enough time to tease. All they tease about next week is they're at American Family Field, and there's a sausage race. And I got a feeling we're going to get some serious entertainment with racing sausages and probably sausage dishes as well.
It's usually a head-to-head. It's going to be a team challenge, head-to-head matchup. There's going to be a real good one, and I can't wait to tune in.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you again, as always, for the update. Look at that. I think Greg's paying more attention. I think each time we're getting him a little bit closer.
No, you are
about baseball.
Wrong right now, Pat.
He was busy watching TikTok on his phone. Kristen, thank you again for the visit. Take care there.
Love hanging out with you guys.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Up North News Radio for this Thursday morning. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.